Hey guys, so now I'm gonna do a podcast for the Cold War, and I'm gonna be reading off my notes this time, and I'm gonna follow the same pattern I did last time. So what actually helps me study is doing a podcast like this, but reviewing over the notes with it first. Then I write it down on a piece of paper to see if I remember it. I check back, and then I do a podcast without my notes. And this format just really helps me to remember all of my notes. So we have around five countries to get through. Yeah, we have five countries. They're all in Latin America and in the time period of the Cold War. So for Guatemala first, there's Arbenz. And Arbenz is a socialist, aka like a communist, and they really, US is not communist. US likes capitalism, Soviet Union likes communism, and basically, Arbenz nationalizes the UFC's fallow land and the wealthy owner land. So he's kind of making it more communist because he's taking away the rich and giving it to the poor, trying to equal out, you know, equal out the amount of land each person has. And the United Fruit Company's crop is bananas in this place. So when the U.S. sees this, the Dulles brothers, they are a UFC lawyer, and his brother's actually the head of the CIA, so they convinced the U.S. President Eisenhower to form the PB Success, and the PB Success is basically training Guatemala exiles to form the PB Success to overthrow Arbenz, and they want to do this to get rid of the communism, and they want to elect a more capitalist leader because they don't want communism to spread. So they do this, and the PB Success, well, it is successful, which is why it's called the PB Success. And so now Arbenz is kicked out of power. And check to find this. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for Guatemala, and I'm going to look on here to see if I'm on my study guide to see if I need to know anything more. Okay. Yeah, so that's pretty much it for Guatemala. For Cuba, there's a Platt Amendment, which basically means that the U.S. can intervene at any time in Cuba, and So Batista is the ruler currently, and basically he's an anti-communist and he's unfair, and the U.S. liked him because he's anti-communist, but he is unfair. So Castro overthrows Batista, and he goes to Nixon for money, the U.S. president Nixon for money, but he says no. So Castro kind of gets mad at him, so he makes Cuba communist, and he nationalizes all of the UFC land, and the U.S. is really startled, so they tried to do a few things to get him out of power and such. So Operation Mongoose is a secret mission to get rid of communists. And the Bay of Pigs was when the CIA tried to overthrow Castro, and all of this failed. And JFK was the president at the time, John F. Kennedy, and yeah, so they tried to kind of like replicate what they did with the PB Success, but that didn't work out. And so Castro got missiles from Castro wanted safety, so he got missiles from the USSR. So they pointed it at the United States, and this was the closest the US came to a nuclear war. It ended in a blockade. A blockade. Let me see. should put block here, sorry. Blockade is... okay, it's an effort to cut off supplies and materials. Yeah, so basically they ended it with... by not having any weapons anymore. Or something like that. Yeah, so just stop using the weapon and such. Okay. So... oh, and he also is part of agrarian land reform. So agrarian land reform is basically like if you work the land, you should be able to get the land. And okay, and Castro nationalizes rum distillery and sugar plantations. Okay, let me just highlight those. Yeah, some of them I did not add onto my study guide, so I'm just doing that right now, but... yeah, so for that's pretty much it for Cuba. Blockade, embargo. Okay, blockade. Kind of like an embargo. Okay, and Chile. Moving on to Chile. I remember is Chile Allende Pinochet. So like, yeah, it kind of ends on the same note. So basically Allende is a socialist, a Marxist, Marxist is like the communist manifesto, Marxism. So he's a communist and he nationalizes copper. He's democratically elected. Okay. And Pinochet's anti-communist, the US likes him. And he overthrows Allende through the coup with the help of the power of CIA. So him and the CIA both agree to just like throw him out of power and for Pinochet to be elected. And Pinochet is actually like a very harsh ruler, but the US still liked him because it was better than Allende, who was a communist, right? So he tortured people in the National Stadium to preserve the status quo. So he tortures and kills Allende supporters, okay. And he preserves the status quo, but preserves the status quo. Okay. Sorry, these are all like really short segments, so there's just a little bit of the time period of the Cold War for each one, so yeah, it's kind of like a little cut off each time, but we're moving on to Nicaragua, and Nicaragua, the Somoza. So Somoza is anti-communist, he's a dictator, he's evil, but we like him, because he's still anti-communist, right, so. And Sandinistas, they're a communist rebel group, because they hate Somoza, he's really mean, he's a dictator, and basically... okay, so Daniel Ortega is the leader of the Sandinistas. And since the Sandinistas are fighting, you know, we knew that Somoza was not going to be in power for long, so we take the Contras, and the Contras we fund the Contras to overthrow Somoza and Sandinista. So, like, they just want the Contras in power because the Contras would be an anti-communist. So, the Contras, so how it worked out was there was a Bullen Amendments, right? So, the Bullen Amendments are basically the U.S. can't fund trade or arm without going through Congress. So, they can't really give money to Contras. So, they use the Iran-Contra affair, which is basically the U.S. gave new weapons to Israel. Israel gave old weapons to Iran, and because Iran needed to fight the war between them and Iraq, it was the Iran-Iraq war, and then Iran gave money to the Contras. So that was how it was funded, kind of in a loop. They kind of, you know, they found a loophole in the Bullen Amendments, so that was how they gave money to the Contras, and they kept on fighting, and the result was that free elections were decided upon. So, yeah, nobody really won, I guess. Yeah. Okay. El Salvador, the last one. So we're almost done here. El Salvador, in El Salvador, Romero is dictator, and Romero is against poverty and torture. But he was killed by the White Hand, which is basically this group of wealthy El Salvadorians who just killed others, I guess. And he was killed during mass. Yeah, so he bombed him because Romero gave money to the... Sorry, this is pretty bad. Okay, so Romero is an archbishop, and he was killed by the White Hand, who was wealthy people, and they bombed him because Romero gave money to the poor, and... Okay, I'm not really sure why they bombed him. I think it's just that they killed... Honestly, I'm not really sure. But moving on, the National Guard is funded by the U.S. and so they send three nuns and an aid worker to help kind of help out, like, you know, the situation that's going on. But they were killed, and the National Guard funded by the U.S. is trying to, and they're trying to stop communism. That's the reason why they're getting involved in this, because they're trying to help out the poor people, since the poor people like communism, because they wanted to be, like, equal. They wanted, like, you know, equal amounts of wealth, because they're poor, so they have nothing to really lose. They just want to gain. So they like communism, so the U.S. is like, no, we want to stop this because we don't want communism to spread. So they come in, and they try to help fix the situation with three other aid workers. But they were killed, and it kind of caused, like, this, caused this whole world global surprise, kind of. Like, they kind of realized, like, wait, what are we doing? And the third story is that in El Mozote, which is, like, a town, the villagers helped communists, and, yeah, so the villagers were helping to get communists. Okay, the National Guard was in El Salvador, funded by the U.S. Mozate suspected that a certain count was working with the guerrillas, so they massacred a count. Okay, yeah, so basically, the National Guard thought that somebody was working with a communist in the town called El Mozate, so the National Guard swept and killed them all, including students, children, whatever, and yeah, they're just very brutal. The U.S. kind of stopped funding them, but then they just kept on funding them, because they didn't want communism to stop. And that is all. Thank you for listening. I know I had a lot of stumbles and breaks, because I'm not really that confident in the Cold War, to be honest. Yeah, I just hope all goes well. I'm not really good at, like, how there's just so many, you know, snippets of each thing. I like to understand the long process of everything, so I just know all of it. But, yeah, I guess, I don't know. I hope I do well on the test, good luck to you. If you're listening and you're trying to study, my podcasts are probably not the best to listen to right now because I only record the first time I'm doing it, not the second time when I'm doing it without notes. So, yeah, I do include everything that's on my notes in this podcast, but can be very time-consuming. Thank you for watching anyways, if you are watching, and good luck to your test as well. Bye.